For South Carolina Public Radio, I'm Victoria Hansen. Chef Chris Marr rolls out dough, then carefully feeds it into a machine, repeatedly stretching it into thin sheets for linguine.
It definitely takes some practice getting used to.
Marr is the executive chef at Betty Lou's Bistro in Charleston. He's had to practice a lot of patience ever since the coronavirus shut down bars and restaurants across the state for 2 months back in March, allowing only takeout. Business, like his pasta, is stretched thin.
Everything just is changing so fast.
The bistro once employed 11 people, now just 4, including Marr, who also washes dishes. Sales are down 50 to 75%, and federal assistance is running out.
I mean, there's a lot of places that are just, you know, in the blink of an eye, just slipping under.
Downtown on Meeting Street, bar manager Megan DeShane sets up tables outside Door Brothers. She's trying to make room for customers.
Plus, dining al fresco is lovely.
Bars like hers are still required to close early, but DeShane is grateful to be open at all. She lost her job 7 months ago until the bar cautiously reopened this summer. DeShane says she's been frustrated by lack of standard safety regulations.
You know, measures of public health and public safety, I don't think should be the burden of a bartender or server. However, that's how all the cards were played.
On St. Philip Street, Stella's restaurant still does takeout.
Alrighty, thank you so much. Can I get a name for the order?
Owner Stephen Nikitas tried to reopen, but says he was greeted with tourists fleeing mandates in their states.
They were here specifically so they wouldn't have to do the right thing.
It didn't feel safe, so he quickly closed again and did not reopen until after Labor Day. He's busy now with locals, but worries he's already lost one neighboring restaurant.
The next few weeks will be very telling as people decide what they've been through. Is that enough?
In Mount Pleasant, a new outdoor patio welcomes customers to the Mustard Seed. Only this day, it's raining. But that doesn't stop servers from running lunch orders out to cars.
We need for people to understand that we do not want to shut the doors.
Andrea Parco and her husband Sal are struggling to stay afloat. They've been in business 25 years and have had to dip into their retirement. Still, they're trying to provide the hospitality they're known for. It can be challenging, with some refusing to follow rules.
And literally fighting with the 17-year-old hostess when she says, can you please put on a mask?
Meantime, Nico Oysters and Seafood down the street has been in business barely 3 years, yet they're thriving.
So we are going to be nice and steady this evening.
Owner Nico Romo says he had some warning, watching what the pandemic did to his brother's restaurant in France. He had online takeout ready, personally delivered food to neighborhoods, and included an item that was hard to come by, toilet paper.
She was like, are you crazy? Toilet paper and food? I'm like, yes, this is where we are.
The publicity paid off. By the time Romo could reopen, he had already hired back his staff and was cashing in on ample outdoor dining. He says he's learned a lot.
I mean, you know, it's a tribute to luck, too. As you know, we got lucky.
Lucky, he says, the ideas he tried early caught on. For South Carolina Public Radio, I'm Victoria Hansen in Charleston.